Hello, Jose.
Yeah.
Hi, buddy. It's Dennis calling you back with Bank of Cardiff.
Okay. How you doing?
Doing good today. Doing good. So I just wanted to introduce myself. I'm working on your approval with Utility Trailer of Dallas.
Okay.
And I was wondering, do you actually have a business yourself, or are you an owner-operator?
Well, I am owner-operator, but my wife, she got the authority. I'm running under her authority.
Okay. Is the loan going to be under her name or your name?
Oh, the trailer is going to be under my name, and the insurance is going to be under her authority. It's going to be losing my name on the driver.
Okay, no problem. And you yourself, you don't have a, do you file your taxes under an assumed name or anything like that?
Federal tax ID number?
I'm sure I will need that, but I was asking if you file underneath an assumed name or a fictitious name filing or
no, just... we file on both names.
Okay.
My wife and I.
So you file as a...
she have a federal tax ID number for the bank.
Okay.
For the bank account.
What's the name of that company, your wife's company?
Her company is... S&R Transport.
S&R Transport?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is that a corporation or a sole proprietorship?
No, solo.
Okay.
And we do the sole hauler for A Freight. That's what I told you on A Freight. I put that one in an application. I don't know if you see that one.
For Aid Freight,
AID Freight. Mm-hmm.
And that's who you haul for currently?
Yes.
Okay.
I had it about almost 4 years, but say 3.5 years already, like a dedicated run for them. And also, we sign up with different brokers, you know, like Allen Lou, TQL, Landstar. But we've not been doing that much through the broker because I do pretty much only my dedicated run, and it's kind of this steady money coming in every week, you know what I mean?
Okay, no problem. Well, I'll get looking into this for you and see what we can find out for you here. I do need to get something that'll show your time in business, though. Do you have like a business license or anything like that?
No, we don't have an abatement license.
Yeah, I don't think you're required to in the state of Texas.
No, they're required, but I can give you the federal tax ID number if you want to, or I can give you the DOT number if you want to.
The federal tax ID number is okay.
Federal tax?
Sure.
It's a 4556277609.
Sorry, 4556277609.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and let's see here. If you can get me an old tax return, just an old 1099 that just shows you as a driver.
Yeah, you say 1099?
Right.
Okay.
But I see here it looks like there's Romero S Trucking.
No.
Company. That was reported way back in 2005 was the last time that was reported.
Oh, yeah, I used to have a Romero Trucking, and then I filed vacancy with the 2008, I guess. And then it's when my wife started, you know, doing business. She got her AC. MNC, AAC.
Okay.
NC number, and she run an S&R transport.
Okay.
But
no problem.
Her federal tax ID numbers are 4556277609. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And if you could do me a favor, do you have an email address you like to use?
Yeah.
Okay. If you could send me 3 months of your business bank statements.
Okay.
Sometimes that'll help us out for the approval as well. What's a good email address for you?
Okay. Jose Romero.
Jose Romero, okay.
551@hotmail.com.
@hotmail.com. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll send you an email, and it'll be coming from Dennis at Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
And you could just either fax me or email me the 3 months of bank statements. I just need the first page, actually.
Oh, the first page?
Right.
Okay. Okay. If you can give him a talk right now, I can fax him here. I'm here in front of the fax right now.
Okay, sure. It's 888-234.
What's it again?
So it's 888-234-0177.
Okay. The first page, right? Okay.
Yeah, this is the first page of 3 months.
Okay, then let me tell you what happened here. And I've not been working for a month already because I don't have any trailer. And my trailer got it wrecked. And then in October, I've not been working in October, but I got in October here only to show for $7,000 with the check. It was halted for 1 week because I got to pay every week after the first. I had to put it back 1 week. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I mean, I was the 27th and September 29th, I went direct my trailer. And then I was waiting for almost a month, almost 3 weeks, 3 weeks and a half, getting the police report and all my investigation because it was total. And I've been working. And that's why I don't have it. Now I got a rush to get a trailer and go back to work next week, I hope.
Okay.
Okay. I'll send you that one right now, and I'll send you the 3 months, the first day, real quick.
Perfect. Okay, sounds good.
And also the company put insurance. We used the address for the garage where we parked the truck and trailer because the here what my address. This is my home address. They were the insured right there, 405 Sunrise Court. That's my house. But an insurance company show 1213 East Fulton Road. He and Hutchins is about a mile from the house.
You said 1213 East Hutchins Road?
East Fulton Road. FULGHUM Road.
Okay, Fulton Road. FULGHUM Road.
Yes, Hutchins.
That's Hutchins, okay.
Texas. That's it called the same. 75141.
And what was the street number again?
The street, Fulgham Road, FULGHUM.
Right, and what was the street number?
1213.
1213, okay. All right, well, sounds good. Well, I'll get working on this for you right away.
That's what we got the mail for the bank. We use it, you know, when we used to do the billing, we use our address. We still have the mail and children for, and the address I just give you and the DOT everything and NC. But I'll fax that one right now to you.
Okay, sounds good, buddy.
Okay, thank you, bye.
You too.
And let me know if you don't have another 10 or 5 minutes, and I can resend you or email. Just say one email me, I can print an email to you. Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you, bye.
Thanks, Jose.